This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues? Then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in Miami, clear the room. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. I need to take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I appreciate the time that you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I am alone.
No, you're not.
Well, okay. Producer Tammy's here. And that's a bad thing, but it's not the same as, look, it's not the same as having, what's that guy's name? Xander here. Xander is a tad under the weather. But I appreciate you guys being with me. Really, seriously. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Always appreciate the time you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting. And this is not going to work. God, we need some cold air in here. God. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Appreciate the time you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Head up to the website, realside.com. You can watch live. You can listen live. You can take the poll. There's a whole bunch of stuff you can do up there. Along with sign up for the you know, I haven't done this in a long time. So the email program got, like, hosed up. And so I need you to go up there. And if you're not getting emails from us, please sign up again for emails. Seriously. I send them out once a week, right? I don't beat you up. I don't inundate you with them. You just get one a week, let you know who's going to be the show. You can decide what nights to tune in, what nights not to tune in. That kind of, actually, you should tune in every night. Because, you know, we change on a dime here. So I do appreciate the time that you spend with me on the air and in the chat, and texting and tweeting, and truly being part of the conversation. Or you can head up to the Facebook, as we love to call it. You can head up to the Facebook, and you can watch live there. There's a live chat room there as well. And I can guarantee there are smarter people than I in that chat room. All right? I mean, really, that is a guarantee. So, the first story of the night ought to make your skin crawl. And I was watching this, and I was listening to an interview that was being done, and I just, if I didn't, you know what, if it wouldn't cost me money to replace the television set, I would have either shot it, slam my head against it, or put my foot through it. Because I couldn't believe what this woman was saying. Yes, I said this woman, get over yourself. We'll talk about the, apparently breastfeeding now is not natural. And it's not normal. And it might even be, the bunch of women now that are going to come unglued. It might be unnatural. And, what was the word? Oh, unethical. That was the word they used. That it might even be unethical. God, can you just shoot me now and get it over with? I mean, really, have we gone down that road that this is how dumb we've gotten? So a study now is describing breastfeeding as a natural, they say, is unethical because it reinforces gender roles. All right. I can't stand it. Is there any guy out there lactating after his wife has a baby? And yes, I'm going to use the word guy and girl. Is there any guy that was born with a penis, okay, that is now lactating after his wife has given birth? Is there any guy out there that was born with a penis that can hold a newborn up to his nipple and produce milk? Any? All right, this is going to be ridiculous hour. Because I know there's people who listen to the show. I get emails. Actually, some of you who are up on Facebook, you should check out what some of these morons were saying about something I brought up the other night. Now, they notice that they never attack you with fact. They just call you a bigot, a homophobe, you know, the normal stuff, right? So you know where this is going to go all over the place, that I'm going to be an LGBTQ hater. But seriously, I wish they would tell me about the gender, because there's no transgender, fluid gender, neutral gender, binary, neutral, zero, and A, that is giving birth and lactating, or you see how confusing this is? And if you're in it, it's confusing. Seriously. There are people in it that can't answer simple questions, and when they get frustrated, what do? They call you a transphobe, a homophobe. It's wrong. You shut down the conversation. You, the guys that are shutting down, we can't even in earnest approach you and ask you questions. Because we're just supposed to accept it. It's ethically inappropriate, according to the study. I can't say it. I don't know if I can do this story. I'm going to do it. If I can get it out, if I can get it past my lips, I'm going to do it. So anyhow, it's ethical. Oh, I don't know. Wait till you hear the two associate stories. You're really going to freak out. Yeah, you know, bring one of those little airline barf bags, because that's how it's going to get. Anyhow, all right, I'll get to the story, I promise. I'm just having too much fun with the setup. So it's ethically inappropriate for government and medical organizations to describe breastfeeding as natural, because the term enforces rigid notions about gender roles, so says a new study in Pediatrics magazine. Coupling natural with motherhood, coupling nature with motherhood can inadvertently support biologically deterministic. They're making these words up as they go. There's no way that these things are... I am 57 years old, and some of these words I've never heard in my life. So again, you can inadvertently support biologically deterministic arguments about the roles of men and women in the family. For example, that women should be the primary caretaker. That's wrong. Wow. Really? Listen, you didn't want me raising kids from a young age. The study notes that in recent years, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, the American Academy of Pediatrics, the World Health Organization, and several state departments of health. You'll have to come back to find out how I feel about this one. Remember, new mantra, breastfeeding's not natural. We'll be back in a minute.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional item. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex- employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hi, my name is Lee, and for 10 years I've suffered from ulcerative colitis. I've taken prednisone, ibuprofen, and many other prescription drugs and never saw any improvement. I tried salmon oils and flaxseed oils, but only burped them up, and they did not seem to help. Then I learned from an acquaintance who healed her rheumatoid arthritis by using Andreas seed oils. I was so inspired to try them, I began taking Andreas flaxseed, five-seed blend, black cumin, and coriander seed oils. In 5 months, the swelling in my hands was so reduced that I was able to see my knuckles for the first time in 5 years. I've been off all medications for 13 months, and by using only Andreas seed oils, my colitis is controlled, and the arthritis pain in my knees is also reduced, and my inflammation is zero, and so many other benefits.
A patent-pending process has been developed which results in seed oils that have virtually zero oxidation and are structurally intact. Now, the full healing power of seed oils is available to you via the Andreas seed oils. Call Synergistic Nutrition at 888-988-3325 or visit sacredseedoils.com. That's sacredseedoils.com.
Lifetime Grays 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
You tiny brained whoppers of other people's bottoms!
We are back. Joe Masini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And I do appreciate the time that you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855. This is going to be a weird night. This is going to be a really weird night. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I do appreciate the time that you're spending with me, again, on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. Look, it ain't that hard. Heck. Head up to my website, therealsci.com. Look behind me. If you're watching on the video, look behind me, and you see my shirt to say hashtag stand. All right? Now, the shirt is simply, and there's several different versions. You'll see them. One says hashtag stand to make America great again. One says hashtag stand. I don't even know. Go look them up, okay? But the bottom line was there's three different versions of the shirt, and instead of letting those yo-hos running around with the, what is it, the Resist shirts on. They got the black sneakers, black pants, black shirts. Say Resist on them. Black bandanas, because they shouldn't say Resist. They should say Coward. That's what they should say. If you got to cover your face like that, then you're nothing more than a coward. So the red shirts, get it? Red with the white print is to say, look, I'm going to stand for what I believe in. I'm going to stand. I'm going to stand for liberty. I'm going to stand for freedom of speech. I'm going to stand for all of this. Now, some of you sent me emails that said, you know, you just don't want to get beat up. I get it. I understand it. You don't have to send me an email. I have no way of knowing that you're not buying the shirt, because I don't know every one of you individually. But I get what you're saying. I don't know what to tell you. I'm not asking you to be beat up. I'm not asking you to buy the shirt so you can get beat up. But I will tell you, our founding fathers gave up their lives to stand for freedom. So maybe you don't want to buy the shirt, but find another way to stand, to show you're standing for freedom, and not just on Facebook. Do other things to show people that you're willing to stand, okay? So, before I go on with the story, producer Tammy decided that she was going to send something to throw me totally off. I almost couldn't open up. So, apparently, on Amazon.com, they have a product called Mr. Milker. Now men can breastfeed, too. Yeah, I said it. You heard me. This apparently is some kind of vest that you put on. God. And the vest has artificial, like, nipples in there. Like, you know, almost like, I guess, bottle. And they say it's a baby shower prank gift for dad. But I will bet you that there are some people buying this for dad because they're going to make dad breastfeed. So he can feel what it's like. Well, I got news for you. They're not his nipples. He's not going to feel anything. I just thought it'd bring some reality back to the show. So it doesn't matter what you do. It's not going to fix nothing, ladies. Some of you that are out there saying, you know, it's got to be. This is just nuts. This is the stuff you have to push back on. Think about this line, all right? And the woman they had on a show today that I was listening to, she was just a nut job. It's not natural. Let that sink in. Breastfeeding the baby is not natural. And what's her rationale? Because most women don't know how to do it. That's what makes it not natural. Well, honey, stop driving cars. Stop riding bikes. Never get on a plane. Those aren't natural either, are they? You got to learn how to do it. I mean, come on. Seriously? Chewing food's not that. You got to learn how to do it. You ever see a kid when you put food in its mouth, right? Starts choking his brains out because it doesn't know you're supposed to chew on it so you can get it down that little hole in your throat? This is how the left keeps going further left. This is why I say long live Nancy Pelosi. Long live those loons on the left that keep telling these young people that they're so smart and they've got so much together. So again, just so we're clear, this is not me. Breastfeeding, you know, you got to stop describing breastfeeding as natural because it's unethical, and mostly because it reinforces gender roles. Because apparently the neighbor's new baby should be able to come over here and suckle on my breasts. I don't know how that works. I really don't know how that's going to work. So coupling nature with motherhood can inadvertently support biological deterministic arguments. That was the line I loved. Right? I just didn't even know what to do with that. And it goes on to say that the arguments about the roles of men and women in the family, for example, the woman should be the primary caretaker. And I said, hey, you never want me as the primary caretaker. All right? The study notes that in recent years, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, the American Academy of Pediatrics, the World Health Organization, and several state departments of health have all promoted breastfeeding over bottle feeding using the term natural. This set their little loony liberal minds into a tailspin. What could be more? I guess this is the part I don't understand. As in most mammals, the baby is born from the woman's body. Yes, I use the word woman. You can translate it in your own little mind any way you want to. So it's born from the woman's body. The same body it's born from produces the life-giving and foundation-building milk needed by that baby. The baby that came out of that woman's body. It puts it in a unique container that God made for it. Yeah, I'm doing good, right? I mean, it's early somewhere, so. What's that? Yeah, what, about 15 years ago? So, anyhow. And then it's delivered as the baby needs it. And there's, you know, mother. I believe in God, right? So God made everything work just the way it was supposed to. And apparently to the left, to the science-believing Nimrods on the left, this is unnatural. Can somebody, does anybody, raise your hand if you pee out of your nose. I'm curious, because that would be unnatural too, right? The wiring would be wrong. Out of your ear, maybe you poop out of one of your ears. I don't know. Because after reading this, there ain't no truth to anything. That's why you have to buy my book, Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy. The very first chapter is absolutes, absolutely not. You can't have them. So, no, this is going to be a full hour on this stuff. This is how crazy this is. Referencing the natural breastfeeding promotion may inadvertently endorse a set of values about family life and gender roles, which would be ethically inappropriate, so says the study. So apparently, you know, I guess it must be a really sick and twisted thing for us to refer to mom or the female, or God only knows what you want to call it, whatever you decide to translate it, you do that at home, as the nurturer. I would love to be the nurturer. I would have, not now. Oh, too young. We have young granddaughters. Too young. I'm Joe Messina, your host. More on breastfeeding when we come back.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Nearly one-third of FBI domestic terrorism cases involve refugees. One-third. There's already been riots across Europe. Is America next? Hi, I'm the owner of Infidel Body Armor. Over the past 4 years, I've sold thousands of body armor kits and trained hundreds of sheepdogs. They have prepared. Have you? I invite you to go to my website at InfidelBodyArmor.com and click on specials. Trouble is coming. Now do something about it. InfidelBodyArmor.com. Just won't quit.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Is it true you're getting a divorce as soon as your husband recovers his eyesight?
He was a famous trumpet man from our Chicago way.
We are back.
He had a boogie style that no one else could play.
You listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. That's the Genesis Communication Network. Head up there. You can check out the stations, the times. You can sign up for my weekly email. And lots of stuff going up there. We've got some great writers up there. We've got a poll, all kinds of fun stuff. George from Greece. Keep making fun of my cup, man. Let me, this is, I know you're watching. So this is my coffee cup. And this coffee cup, here, just to give you an idea. Oh, that was good. That's what I get for playing around. So this coffee cup, you made fun of my plastic cup. See, this is a 32-ounce drink right there. And there's my coffee cup. You see that, puppy? All right, buddy. Go ahead. You got all weekend. You can match me next Monday. So anyhow, yes, I am. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Appreciate the time you spend it with me on the air in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-CHOE, 855-732-5563. Look, we have a little, you got to have a little fun. If you don't have a little fun, what happens? You go to your mind, right? We used to have a different name for that, but I'm not going to use it. Anyhow, back to breastfeeding, the topic of the hour. See, this is, look, I wouldn't be making so much fun of this. The left does this for us. I wouldn't be making so much fun about this, except that how do they do this with a straight face? By calling breastfeeding natural, we're endorsing family values. So what? Please go move to that alternate universe that you so much love to live in. We won't stop. Unlike you, we'll allow you freedom of relocation. We don't care. Please. We were here first. Remember. Okay. The sane ones were here first. The loons came later. I don't know where you guys got all this ideas that what is unnatural. And her rationale, one of the editors, whatever, for this, said the rationale that breastfeeding is not natural is because women don't know how to do it. And some of them are terrible at it at first. They're not all terrible at it. And after they go through with the first baby, once they go through it, they get to the second one, it's like riding a bike, as they say. Now, the study's authors, Jessica Martucci, figures it has to be a guinea, and Anne Barnhill, clearly have in mind an alternate set of values and beliefs. Now, but which of these are not transparent? Now, it's unclear whether they really worry about how traditional female gender roles may limit women's progress in the workplace, in the workforce. What? So traditional female gender roles limit women's progress in the workplace. Okay. Maybe you don't want to work there. Maybe if those kind of people think like that, you know, their bosses, you don't want to work there. They want to know whether they limit your progress in the workforce or whether this is just part of a discussion about whether conventional views about motherhood exclude transgender people, or perhaps this is just another example of how the progressive obsession with gender and sexuality have permeated all fields of academic study. Well, here's the deal. If you're a transgender and you truly have gone through the operation, you haven't got the parts and pieces to produce a child. And the male, you haven't got the parts and pieces to produce milk anymore. Or you shouldn't. Or how much of a transgender are you at that point? Or are you transitioning? And if you're transitioning, why would you want to become pregnant? It throws all those hormones you've been playing with all your life out of whack. Do you see how convoluted you guys, not us, you guys make it convoluted. And then you want us to buy into this tomfoolery where nothing makes sense, nothing comes together properly, and we're supposed to accept it hands down because you might feel bad. Well, why don't you think about that? Regardless, Martucci and Barnhill masked their agenda by also making the unconvincing second argument. You ready for that? This is just hilarious. I'm sorry, this is hilarious. Describing breastfeeding as natural fuels against the anti-vaccine movement. Right? So it fuels it because you know why? Because they say that, and I even pulled up an article. I don't want to waste this much time on this, but I'm going to do it anyhow. When public service announcements praise breastfeeding as natural, Martucci and Barnhill argue the implication is that manufactured or mass-produced products are questionable or dangerous. I don't get that. I don't know anybody who says that they're automatically figure they're dangerous or questionable just because natural is better. Remember, natural for you yo-hos is what the body produces, what Mother Nature made for that baby. And I'll tell you how good Mother Nature is. Right? Mother Nature is so good that it actually produces different breast milks for male or female. Mother Nature knows that there's a difference. Apparently you don't. Right? I love it. I love this stuff because these are the people that are always pounding on us to believe in science, except when it doesn't suit their narrative. Because when it doesn't suit their narrative, you can't believe it. So here's science saying that a mother's milk contains different levels of nutrients depending on the sex of her, and it calls it sex of her baby, to meet the different needs. So this is what I was saying last week and you got so mad at me about. After babies are born and kids are breastfeeding, I don't know how long kids breastfeed. Well, according to this other article I have that we're going to talk about later on, this mom is still breastfeeding her son at 12 years old. Hopefully she can wean him off before he gets a girlfriend or just before he gets married or something. I don't know. Hey, I'm just reading it. I don't write it. So, I can't stand it. These stories are real, people. So baby formula should be tailored for boys and girls to reflect the differences in milk. They won't do that. You know what I'm saying? Because the feminists, they'll go nuts. The gender Nazis will go out of their minds. But scientists say that depending on the sex of the baby that's been born, the breast milk, the mother's milk, is produced differently. I think the body knows better than what's between you. See, this is the thing that's always beyond me. It's you guys on the left, you loons on the left, think that if it's a thought between your ears, it has to be true. So tests on mother's milk in both monkeys and humans have shown that levels of fat, protein, vitamins, sugars, minerals, and hormones vary enormously. But varies between female and male babies. And that's consistent. Apparently, the mother knows, yes, not the dad, but the mom, and the mom's body knows what to produce to help that baby become strong. You know, kind of hard for a formula out of a can from day one to know what your baby needs, don't you think? The makeup of the milk has a direct impact on the child's growth. But guess what? It also has an impact on his or her behavior and temperament. And scientists say that may last for the rest of their lives. The findings have led some researchers to suggest that baby formula should come in boy and girl formula. Now, that sound you heard, that popping sound, was a whole bunch of people on the left who can't handle this. This just goes so far over. Speaking of the American Association for Advancement of Science meeting in Chicago, Hindi described her work in the rhesus monkey that showed mothers produce milk with 35% more fat and protein for male babies and even richer milk when the male was first born. Wow. Amazing how that comes together. Now, see, I believe in God. And if you think about this, please explain how this happens through evolution. All these mistakes that were made for this to work. Think about the perfection behind the body knowing what you just gave birth to and knowing what proteins and everything else that that baby needs to grow healthy. That's cool. There's no way for you to make that uncool until you make it gender neutral. Then it's not cool anymore. We're so screwed. I don't know any other way to say it. So, let me see. For you gender neutral people that just love to pound at me, don't, because I'm not going to read them. Because I have science telling me something different than you are. And I'm okay with that. Hey, I'm Joe Messina, your host. When we come back, when should you stop breastfeeding? We'll be back.
You've heard the phrase, you are what you eat? Not true. Actually, you are what you can absorb. So if the vitamins and supplements you now take are not being absorbed, what good are they? Introducing Protovite, proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Then call 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from incorporate.com. 1-800-945-1063. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-945-1063. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-945-1063. That's 1-800-945-1063.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know, the credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
You have the manners of a goat, and you smell like a dung heap.
We are back.
Yeah, listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And I do appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Again, I really do always appreciate the time that you're spending with me here. And, you know, head up to my website, realside.com, where you can watch live, listen live, you can take the poll, and you can buy my book, Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible Thumping White Guy. If you're new to the show and you know, first time you've heard me tonight, and you go, wow, this isn't real. This can't be real. This is just nuts. Well, guess what? It's all in the book. Anyway, I'm always a pleasure to have you with me, and I do appreciate so much the time that you spend with me on the air, in the chat room. Head over to Facebook if you don't watch there. That's cool. Let's get back to the story that producer Tammy wants me to stop doing. And listen, I will. I'm not going to do the breasts. I'm going to stop doing the, you know, breastfeeding, being more male than female, all that happy stuff. And, this one with the baby boys and girls receiving, you know, that's a tad more scientific. They should be able to swallow that, pardon the pun. But they won't. They won't. They'll tell you why that's wrong. They'll tell you why it's wrong to put that up there. They'll tell you why it's wrong to even discuss it. And it just shows you how wrong they are. Anyway, so we'll move on from that to the 12-year-old. This is just amazing. So this mother says that, she says, I'm one of those moms that breastfeeding her kid through puberty. Yeah, she thinks that's natural. This is Nicole Mullen. Seriously, we can't, you know, I mean, this is just nuts. Now, she, and we've seen these before. We've seen all kinds of ones like this before. I know there's some of my friends that will just go nuts at this. They won't be able to understand why. Guys like me think this is bad. So she goes on to say, again, I'm one of those moms that want to breastfeed her kids through puberty. So, you know, this first came up on Facebook, right? And, you know, when you're a guy, they tell you, you don't have a right to say anything. I get this all the time. You're a man, you don't get the right to talk about abortion. You're a man, I'll get some for tonight. You don't get to talk about breastfeeding. You don't get to talk about any of this stuff. But, can you imagine, if you have a son, look over at your son. And if you're a female, imagine him breastfeeding at 12, 13, 14. I even found one that goes up to 16 and 17. And if you're a dad, I want you to look at your son and imagine him breastfeeding until he's 12, 13, 14, 15, 16. And you wonder why we have snowflakes. Now, in reading the article with the lady who breastfeeds her 12-year-old son, you know, the thought always comes to your mind, it's got to be a joke. This can't be real. There's no way. And you think of these things and you go, there's no way that people actually think this is okay. But many defended her. Again, I want you to come back to 12-year-old. And breastfeeding in public. I wonder if she's okay with that, too. Imagine your 12-year-old breastfeeding with you in public. Oh, God. Now, I don't know. It's really hard to do in this because I'm looking at this and I'm saying to myself, there's many people who think this is perfectly fine. You know, at what point do you stop breastfeeding? When do doctors say, you know, some doctors say you don't have to stop until your breasts stop producing milk or, you know, until the baby grows up and can drink out of a bottle. If this kid can't drink out of the glass by now, there's a problem, don't you think? And I don't know, is there a father involved? I'm curious. Now, it doesn't say there's nowhere to... let me see. No, there's nowhere else to get it. But what do you guys think about that? Any of you have any thoughts about breastfeeding at 12? And there's videos out there. Right? There's videos out there talking about this as well. And they have, oh yeah, sure, no thank you. How do you say no thank you? I hate this. I hate when they do this to you. Oh, there it is. Okay. So this story goes back a little way too. And here's another one. Why I breastfeed my 16-year-old. How awkward is that? Oh, you look at all this breastfeeding stuff, and I get it. You know, some of the reasons we go look at it is because we have people that constantly argue over whether you should do it in public. I think it was at a restaurant a week ago, and there was, it was like a little coffee shop kind of restaurant, and a woman was obviously homeschooling her kids, and she had two or three kids sitting at the table, and then she had one baby on her, and before she went to breastfeeding, she threw a towel over her shoulder. Now, some women think that that's just disgusting, that she has to throw a towel over her shoulder. Well, what if she wants to? Right? What if it's okay with her to do that? What if there's a little bit of a quote-unquote... See, if it's not, you can't have it both ways. You can't be a feminist and start screaming about how it's natural, normal to breastfeed, and we shouldn't be outraged, and she shouldn't have to put a towel on, and then take a deep breath and say, oh, and by the way, breastfeeding's not natural. Which is one of you put it as proof positive as to why liberalism really can be a sickness. Right? But 16. Can you imagine going out on a date and saying to your little 16-year-old sweetheart, all right, we're going to go have dinner. And then after dinner, I thought I'd go home and get myself a quick drink. Then we go back out to the movies afterward. What do you think? That work for you? Okay. That's right. My mother's kind of modest, so you won't be able to watch me have my drink. But anyway, we'll go to a great movie afterward. God. So the woman goes on to say, why would you ever want to stop, you know, if you've breastfed, You know how comforting that is. Why would you ever want to stop? She goes on to say, I've always been my own woman, which I don't even understand that, but okay. And when it comes to parenting, I do not believe there are any hard, fast rules we need to follow. Okay, maybe one. Love your child. But when my son turned one, many friends or even my own mother asked if I was planning to stop breastfeeding soon. I said, of course not. When he turned two, the same question rolled around. When he turned three, same thing. Four. Oh, then there was five. And then six. You know, at that point, I'm sure people that's gone out to dinner with them are going, hey, listen, Mary, not cool. She said, I still felt the magic of breastfeeding. I still felt no impulse to stop. 16 years after the birth of my son, I still feel the same way. Can't stand it. So, see, it's all about her feelings. No thought as to what's going on. She said, I'm now the mother of a brilliant, compassionate. Now, what mom really thinks that their kids are flaming idiots? I mean, serious. Think about this. She's standing there, she's going, in her interview here, she's going, I'm now the mother of a brilliant, compassionate, creative, handsome, and loving 16-year-old. Unlike other teenagers, he's not, you know, angry. He doesn't slam the door to his bedroom and blast loud metal music. He doesn't do drugs, and he doesn't drink alcohol. He's not disrespectful to his parents or grandparents in any way. I know I have no way of proving that has to do with anything, but my gut instinct says it does. Yeah, see, my brother Dean was like that. I guarantee you he wasn't breastfed at 16 years old. All right, so equating all these good manners to the fact that you're breastfeeding him, I think is a little, you know, off just a tad. He says, I'm closer to my son than I could ever dream of being. All right, think about that. And I know that we have, hands down, the most amazing mother-son relationship. I trust my instincts all these years, and it's rewarded me. Exactly what I want to do. So will I stop breastfeeding my son anytime soon? When he goes to college? When he moves out of the house? Well, maybe, maybe not. Only time can tell. So what? So what do you do? You take a breastfeeding break from college? Most kids are going out for primal sex week. He's going for breastfeeding week. When does it actually stop? After he's married? What's that? I mean, seriously, and I can't believe that he's okay with this, totally. I'd love to talk to this kid. I think this would be hilarious. Anyway, I know a lot of you out there, not a lot, there's a few of you out there that are fuming at me right now because I'm making fun of this woman. I'm not making fun of the woman in particular. I'm making fun of the action of breastfeeding your 16-year-old and thinking it's normal. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. If you want to get involved in the conversation, head up to the website, realside.com. If you're on Facebook, as you know, what happens at the top of every hour? We've got a restart, reset, Facebook rules, not mine. So hang out for a few minutes and reset it. And we got, this is crazy night. Just, we're going to do all kinds of stupid, crazy stories this evening. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Don't go far. Like I said, a lot coming up after the break. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. We'll be right back.